you for calling the Paranatural Support Service Team. Your call is important to us. All of our agents are currently busy at the moment, so before we connect you, here's what happened last time.
We've got accounts, human resources, inhuman resources, management.
Do you know where I can find the other departments?
I don't remember when I last had fresh air, to be honest. Remember grass? Trees? Other people? I miss those. Get a wireless headset so you can leave your desk during a call.
Your channel 144 is broadcasting the wrong day?
That's what I said. The channel isn't working. It's playing next week.
What?
In the meantime, I guess I should focus on getting that headset. I suppose I'll start with an email to Ron. I don't really see what else to do.
Well, we just know that there's going to be an explosion on Sunday, and this is your chance to stop it.
Will this fix my channel?
I...
Free of wires.
Don't think so?
Free of cage. Do you truly want what lies ahead?
Ron! Ron! Get away! Wait a minute. Is this a wireless headset and charging dock? Ron, what the fuck?
You're entitled to a refund.
A refund?
Good work. I will be speaking with you soon. Keep broadcasting.
Thank you for calling the PSST hotline.
Unclean, ill-prepared, nutrient body.
Ron! Ron, it's just me. Come on, Ron, put down the... Buddy! That's your juice that I brought you, and you just shattered the whole jar. I just came to bring it to you. We had a little extra down at the...
Stop that. Relinquish that.
Okay, I get it. Ron! But while I'm here, we have some productivity issues to discuss.
I can't believe it! Holy shit, I can't believe it! There's someone here! There's someone talking to Ron! And I can see them! Sort of. This is incredible. I'm so glad I'm recording. Just holy shit. I can't really tell their details from outside of the room, but I'm pretty sure they're a human being just from the voice. I haven't seen a human being in, well, this whole damn timeless expanse. But there is someone, and I can hear them, and I think you can all hear them too, right? I'm not going mad. I'll listen back to these recordings later to confirm, but for now, I'm just so excited! There might be a chance to meet someone who is not my manager!
I've seen your... almost got me. You're almost done with your employees' performance reviews, which is fantastic. But the writing is illegible. And you really need to work on stretching deadlines with them to meet our resolution quota.
Sounds like they're not a fan of Ron, either. And it sounds like they can dodge a projectile office plant, too.
Now, it looks like upper management is very pleased with your percentage of positive resolutions. It seems like you've been keeping your team happy and healthy, which is fantastic.
Wait, are they management?
Well, Ron, thank you for your time. I'm going to get a drink, so you enjoy your extra juice. It's on me.
Oh shit, I gotta hide. They can't see me recording. Alright, look like I'm working. I'm definitely working. Okay, listeners, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go talk with them. By the water cooler. It's about lunch, right? Lunch-ish? It feels like lunch. I'm gonna go take lunch. I've got my new wireless headset, so I'm gonna take you all with me. My god, a person. I don't care if there's some bigwig in the company or something. I just want a conversation. Oh, there they are. Oh.
Sorry, miss. Am I in your way?
No, not at all.
Oh, oops. Don't let me block you.
Oh, no. I don't need water. I just came to say hi.
Hi?
Hi.
Wow, this is the most conversation I've had with anyone who works in this office. And that includes your manager.
Yeah, it feels so dead in here. Wait.
I'll bet it really feels that way. Everyone else at their desks in the service team stays so quiet.
No, seriously, hold on. There are other people here.
You can't see them? Almost all of the seats are filled.
Not at all. I think this office is like time cursed or something. You're the first person I've seen, as far as I can remember. I'm trapped here. And I'm scared.
Well, I think I've got to get back to my office. It was nice meeting you.
Same, I guess. Wait, hold on.
Miss Agent?
Mm-hmm?
You can't actually leave here. Is this true?
I got a call. I have to take this. I am so sorry.
Oh, don't let me disturb you. Just have my card. My name is Orson, and I think I can help you.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, miss, your name?
Of course, I forgot my script at my desk.
Calling the PSST hotline. This is Rachel speaking, and I'll be your agent today. Your call may be tracked and recorded for quality purposes. Who may I ask is calling?
It's kind of a tough question. Do you ever fall into another life, like a second identity, and just never fully return to where you were before?
That's fine. What might I call you then?
Mara, I'm a museum conservator.
Okay, Mara. How may I assist you today?
Rachel, I haven't been able to sleep. You can help with dreams, right?
Oh, absolutely. What?
Undercurrents.
Under?
Hands. Hands towed down. Caught like a fish. Wriggling in the net as it rends my scales from my flesh, but it's mine, and my flesh is not my flesh. Embrace, pressure, wrapped, protected, it's my skin now. My nerves are the ebb and wane of the tides. My eyes, Rachel, layer by layer, peel, flutter, jellyfish, but my mind, or what is left of it, is still conscious. No, I am the plates below. I am the rock and the water. Heat and pressure and fire and water. The deep flow is me, and I am the deep flow! You see my problem?
Wow.
I live in New Mexico, in Magdalena. I talk about the history of mining to kids. I know this isn't normal. I just want it to stop.
Okay. Did you happen to see any ocean-related movies or books recently? Anything horror-related?
Can't say that I have.
When was the last time you've been to the ocean?
I've never seen the ocean.
How did you manage to find our number?
My cousin gave it to me. Said your folks helped him with a fiasco in his airplane when a giant bug attacked it mid-flight.
Ah, well, that makes sense.
But you see my problem. It happens when I sleep, but it's not a dream. It's not from my head, Rachel. It's from where I ought to be. Where I'm meant to be.
Uh-huh.
What do I do? Part of me feels like I need to be there. My synapses linking with the blue ocean floor. But that part of me isn't part of me. Do you know what I'm saying?
I sort of do. Oh, one second. Okay, Mara, you can't enter the water. You need to avoid water. You can drink the stuff, but no swimming pools, ponds, lakes, beach trips. You understand?
Oh, okay, but what's happening to me?
Well, I can't be fully sure, but something's talking to you. Maybe it's the ocean, maybe it's some kind of thing.
Like a whale?
Like the sound of a whale song vibrating the skin of a drum, but the vibration is alive and it speaks through flesh and time.
Excuse me?
You're just dealing with a consciousness that's beyond our understanding. It's supposed to be a little odd. It's just hard to say what they actually want from us. Sometimes they're benevolent, sometimes not so much.
Oh.
But I think you'll be fine, okay? Just stay away from open water. And try to avoid caffeine after 7 at night.
Open water. A beacon. Castle. Prison. Grave. This is my grave, and I shall stay away from it. Can I call you if I get the dreams again? Rachel, I'm scared.
I'm right with you, Mara. You can call me anytime you'd like.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. Thanks, Rachel.
Have a good day now.
What is going on? Listener, I'm lost. I mean, not about Mara, of course. Dreams are fickle, for sure, but the answer is usually just willpower. Maybe therapy and following my advice. I don't think anyone out in New Mexico is going to be finding too much ocean anytime soon. I think something might be in her dreams, but, like, that ends up being a matter of willpower. And if Mara is frightened of it, that's probably going to be a good sign. Fear means she'll resist and relent, but I expect her to call back maybe once, and all will be well. I get these sometimes. Okay, but Orson, oh my god, there was a person, I saw her, I'm looking at her card right now. She can deal with Ron, and she seems so nice. Just normal. I don't even know where to start. I wonder what she's like. Ugh, of course I had to take a call right when I met her. I wonder if she has other people in her office. I wonder if she'll remember me. I mean, of course, in like a I need help sense, not in a sort of, oh, is she thinking of me? Wistful sense. Oh, did she feel a connection too? Yeah, right. Wait. That last email said I'd speak to you soon, and then she appears out of nowhere for no reason? Has Orson been sending these emails all along? Oh my god, that has to be it! I think I'm on my way out of here soon, listener. I've made contact! It's so thrilling, God, to even have a conversation, to have a physical connection. Anyway, I have her contact info. Orson Bancroft, Inhuman Relations. I need to meet her again. I need to learn what I can, see what she knows, socialize, see her again. Her voice is freedom. She's an angel sent to deliver me. I'm gonna be free. I know it. Orson's gonna set me free.
This has been an episode of Paranatural Support Service Team, Deep Flow, Part 1. Today's episode was written and produced by Jolene Cutnoir. Today's cast included
Mara, played by Julia Klass.
Orson Bancroft, played by Rebecca Hanson.
Ron the Manager, played by Mask.
The Agent, played by Jolene Cutnoir. Information on where to find cast members can be found in the episode descriptions. If you'd like to receive updates on new episode releases or ask the agent questions that may appear in future episodes, be sure to follow our Twitter account at PSSTcast. If you'd like to support Paranatural Support Service Team, see the aforementioned Twitter account for the Patreon, or simply leave us a review or rating on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening, and remember, there's always someone on the other end of the line.